Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Ohio Republicans will retain their 3-1 majority in the state's congressional districts over the next 2 years. But the process for how the map changes going forward is well underway, and it may have been influenced somewhat by the recent election. WOSU's Nick Evans joins us this morning for a look at what's next. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. So we already know that Ohio has a gerrymandered congressional map. We have a slight majority of Republican voters here in Ohio, but they hold 12 of the 16 congressional districts. This is supposed to change going forward. Why is that?
Well, it's because we passed a constitutional amendment in 2018 to reform the overall process. First off, there's a change in how lawmakers can split up municipal boundaries. So look at counties. Most of them have to remain whole. 18 can only be split once, and 5 can be split twice. Then when you get to the actual process of drawing the map, the legislature does get the first crack, as usual, but now they'll have to pass a map with 60% of the members approving overall, and at least half of the minority parties approving it as well. If that fails, it goes to a commission that is made up of the governor, the auditor, the secretary of state, and then 4 lawmakers, 2 from each party. This group can pass a map with a simple majority, but they need minority members to be on board. If that fails, it goes back to the lawmakers again. They have the same 60% threshold to pass a map, but now they only need a third of minorities to buy in. And finally, if all of this fails, lawmakers can pass a map by a simple majority, but it'll only last for 4 years. And it also can't favor incumbents or a party. They'll have less flexibility for splitting counties or other municipal borders. And they have to provide a written explanation, which will be big if this winds up in court.
So this is a very complicated process, as you just laid out. And we'll get to that court part here in a minute. But these changes are basically meant to require a higher threshold for making a map and more minority party buy-in, right? That's the basic crux of what they're doing.
Yeah, the hope is that by forcing members to work across the aisle, lawmakers won't be able to build a map that sort of locks in one party's control like we've seen for the past 10 years. Catherine Tercer, who heads up the good government group Common Cause, says it's also about removing incentives. So the further you get into the process, the uglier it gets.
One of the things they were trying to do when they were creating this compromise is to come up with a final stage that would be so prohibitive and unattractive that legislators would not choose it.
She says the uncertainty of that 4-year map in the final stage would just be unattractive for people who are already in Congress or those who are thinking about running, some of whom may actually be serving in the state legislature drawing those maps.
So as we've heard, Republicans did quite well in this year's election at the top. They maintained 12 of the 16 congressional seats here. So again, it'll be Republicans mainly crafting the next map. But Democrats did pick up a seat in the Ohio Supreme Court, which could affect this process going forward.
Right, right. So Tercer notes that the process does work best when the parties are relatively balanced. So not great news on the state house front. But she says having a Democrat, Jennifer Bruner, winning one of the 2 seats up on the Supreme Court, it could be helpful if this is where the map ends up.
It makes a difference that the court is a little bit more balanced. I also think, you know, Jennifer Bruner brings her experience as Secretary of State, and that could be beneficial to the court as you know, they move forward and are considering map making and the details that go into the maps.
Catherine Tercer there helping us understand the very complicated but also very important process of how Ohio redraws its congressional map and how that process is changing going forward. WOSU's Nick Evans, thanks again.
Anytime.